Whatever the boy said, lessons from the lay, Parshas Nitzavim, Rosh Hashanah, Ba'aleinu Latova. I would like to bring aboard an idea that really has resonated with me. It's going to be some different ideas, but the topic is going to sound a little bit funny. My first topic was, I've been thinking about this all week, the first topic was supposed to be Tshuva is so easy, which would be so controversial, I would get a lot of hits on Yad Torah. But then I was stirred, Baruch Hashem, yesterday at Slichos, with a beautiful interpretation by Rav Bagno, our Rav, and I had to change it, and because I thought of it myself, so I was really impressed. Everybody likes to call the time that we're really in now, really started now, certainly with Slichos, but it's called Yamim No Ra'im. How would you interpret that in English? You could speak now. How do you interpret it in English? No Ra'im?
Awesome.
Wow. Okay, so you just took my whole thing I thought of all last night. Okay, great. Darn it. So most... I don't know how you thought of that. Most people say days of awe. In Hebrew, in modern day Hebrew, no ra'ah is like, oh my God. It could also be a negative connotation. Ugh, no ra'im. It's horrible days. You have to go to sleep. So, right, oh, we had slichos last night. There was a singer and a this, and it took over an hour. And when I was in the Young Israel of whatever, it looked 22 minutes. Oh, no, right? And it's so hard because you're not sleeping and davening so long, and there's no kiddush. Nah, no ra'im. Or, no ra is awe-inspiring. Days of awe, that's the way it's generally interpreted as. Not awesome, chutzpah, you stole my thing I thought of all night, right? Days of awe is awe. This is it, this is the days where we're going to get zapped. These are the days that we're scared. God's going to do something bad to us because we were so bad over the year. And I said, no, that's not true. Says Rav Bagno, use the word, hakel, hagodol, hagibor, v'hanoira, says Artsko, correctly interpreted. Good job, Artsko. Awesome. God is Gibor, but he's Noira. Noira is awesome. Not days of awe, days of awesome. Days of awesome. We have to stop for a moment amongst everything. Slichos is a very difficult time to concentrate and to understand, especially if you don't have it in English. It's very difficult. But, and then there's Malchus Hashem. There's a whole day that we just coronate the king. 2 days. And then the Yetzeres HaMetshuva, and the key to it all is Yom Kippur, and you say, oh, this is the day of awe. No, this is the day of awesome. This is the day where Hashem brought us closer to Him. And I think that's truly amazing. In last week's parasha, I generally don't refer to last week's parasha, but it was my Bar Mitzvah parasha show, so it means a lot to me. Lo shachachti, I did not forget, says Rashi, lo shachachti milavarech. I didn't forget to make a bracha. So says many of the Mefarshim, the Mizrahi in particular, says, what do you mean, lo shachachti, to give a bracha? How can Rashi say that? Brachas are midirabanan, except for Birchas HaTorah, Birchas HaMazon. How can you say that it's lo shachachti? So he writes that the yisod of a bracha is hargashat habrachas min HaTorah. The mahut, the bracha itself, you're right, is midrabanan. But to give hakara satov, to praise God, that is innate. It's supposed to be something that is a feeling that we have of hodah to Hashem for being able to do the mitzvah. Comes along the Kotzke Rebbe and he says, what does it mean in last week's parasha? Lo avarti mi mitzvah secha v'lo shachachti. I did not go over your mitzvahs v'lo shachachti. Says, I didn't pass over the mitzvah, says the Kotzke. One interpretation, I didn't pass over the mitzvah. I did the mitzvah. Lo avarti mitzvah secha. That's the Pashan answer. The Drush answer, says the Kotzke, is so beautiful. Lo avarti. Avarti is the Lashon of, I wasn't over the mitzvah. The mitzvah had a roshim on me. I didn't just simply do the mitzvah and it meant nothing to me and I moved on with life. Check. Did the mitzvah. I did a good thing. Look, God. Check. Mitzvah. No. Lo avarti. It had a roshim on me. It did something to me. Mitzvahs need to understand that it's awesome. I have a kara satov. I have the opportunity to do something. I have the opportunity to do a mitzvah. I'm so lucky. Lo avarti. I didn't just do the mitzvah. It meant something to me. I did something with it. I had a great slichos experience last night. I'm going to do something with that. He spoke out, Rav Bagno spoke out the sefer that the shul started to learn. Some amazing person took upon himself that different groups are learning Rav Pinchas' Sefer on Tefillah. the Shi'urim on Tefillah. And the reason is, Nebuch, there are a lot of cholas in the community that we live in. Many, many cholas, for a very, very high amount, it seems. So, says Rav Bagno, in his, he writes right in the beginning, Rav Pinkus, he talks about something very, very, I think, really, really hit very, very close to me. He says that everybody, all of a sudden, we become the biggest lamdim when it comes to davening. What does he mean by that? All of a sudden, davening comes, you start davening, and now they have to catch up on all your learning. As if we learn 24 hours a day. And I find this all the time, right? I like to read a little Mishnah Berurah in the morning. I think it's very important. So what am I doing? So it's the beginning of Chazaras HaShatz. I'm waiting for the Chazan Nebuch, taking so long, or the Rav is taking so long. So I have my Mishnah Berurah, and I'm reading my Mishnah Berurah. And then what happens? I'm in the middle of the Siman, and all of a sudden the Chazan says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, but I'm in the middle of my Siman. So I'm still doing the Siman, and I'm not paying attention to davening. And then Kedusha, I'm not stupid, Kedusha, I stop. Or you want to chap a little bit more, so it's during Chazaras HaShatz, I just have to finish this last two words in the Siman. All of a sudden, we're so frum, we lose the opportunity of tefillah, says Rav Pinkus. God gave us this awesome opportunity to stand in front of Him, and you're losing it with your books? He said that he remembers, or Bagna says he remembers when he was in yeshiva, right? You know, you guys are Shana Bet now, so I don't know if you remember your Shana Aleph, if you were smart. So you came, somebody smart may have told you, maybe a Shana Bet guy said, hey, Davin's going to be a little bit longer than you're used to, and you're going to have to, you know, you can't show up at 11:30, although some of you did. But bring down some good reading material, some good books. And if you're a nice, firm person, you can bring down, I don't want to give any names of authors, but you brought down some nice Jewish books, or the Survival Guide for Yom and the Ram, whatever it might be. So he said, I remember when I was in yeshiva, you brought to the table all these svarim, because it's so long, Davin, it's boring. He says, you're missing the opportunity of davening. It's an awesome opportunity. Lo avarti, did I do a mitzvah? What did it have a rosh in me? How did I change it? Sometimes we hear a great Dvar Torah. Maybe lessons from the Leif. But right, you hear a great, right? A Rav comes and he gives a great speech. And he's like, wow, that was amazing. Charlie Harari just spoke. Wow. So don't just say wow. It's awesome. Do something with that. He actually has a whole beautiful vort on this. He used to have a thing that, the term of the world now, there's actually here in Eretz Yisrael, YOLO. YOLO, it's a type of yogurt now. My kids love it. YOLO. What does YOLO stand for? You only live once. So that's not a Jewish vort. We don't believe that. But okay, fine. So that's not good. So somebody came up to him, I remember, but he gave us the whole thing about YOLO, about living the opportunity, seizing the opportunity. Very, very, very beautiful idea of taking your talents and using them. So a guy came up to him. I was there. And the guy said to him, YOLO is not really, it should be YOLA. You only live awesome. So the whole trip that I go on with Charlie, that's the whole focus. We get these little bracelets that say, YOLA. You only live awesome. Live awesome. Live your life awesome. We haven't touched the parsha yet. So the parsha, we have a very important reference to tshuva. Parsha Nitzavim now becoming my second favorite parsha, or maybe my third, I don't know. My son's bar mitzvah this weekend. So thank you. I told you not to speak. So it says like this: when you come, in the last week's parasha, we know we had a break from the klalos. We need a break for 1 week because it was supposed to affect us so much. The klalos, and you come, you should do tshuva when you come into Eretz Yisrael. Return to God. Very interesting lashon. We'll learn this lashon in a moment. Return to God. Ad. Almost until God. V'shamati b'kol. You should listen. Asher anochi mitzaha hayom atu vincha u'chol levav chol nafshecha. You return to God. Your God. With all your heart. With all your soul. You will listen to His voice. To everything that I'm commanding you today. To you and your children. V'shav. Another lashon of tshuva, and you'll return. Hashem Elokecha Shvatah Rachamecha V'Shavrabi Kabeis Mikol. And the pasuk says Kol Ha'amim V'Chulu. And then you'll return. The captives from exile V'Chulu V'Chulu. Comes along Rav Kook, and Rav Kook says a very pashut question: why does it need to tell us the word tshuva twice? V'Shavta pasuk Bet, V'Shav pasuk Gimel. Why are there? So he says there are two stages of tshuva. Two forms of national return. The first tshuva is the physical return to the homeland. to the language and to their national essence. This is returning ad, up to God. Ad Hashem Elokecha. But not fully attaining it. Thus the Torah uses the preposition of ad. We don't get there exactly. I saw another idea spoken out, that that's the time that we're in now. V'shavta ad. Why? We don't have the Beis Hamikdash. We have Eretz Yisrael. Right? The Mirtz Hashem, you go to Slichos, right? It's this week or next week? This week, you go there. You go to the hotel? Whatever. So you go to the hotel, ad. You're there and you see, oh my God, you know, you go in the, when there's 500,000 Jews there, that Slichos, unbelievable. Right? That's unbelievable Slichos. And you see it and you go, wow, where's Mashiach? But then you look up and you still see there's a mosque where Harabaya should be. Shafta ad Hashem Elokecha. It's genuine, yet it's an incomplete tshuva, obscured by many veils. That's us. We are shaft. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I apologize. I repeat myself. That is me. V'shafta ad Hashem Elokecha. You're there in Rosh Hashanah and you say things. You realize that it's not an awe day. It's an awesome day, and you do tshuva. But there's still all the hidden veils. You still have the thoughts of, yeah, but you know, on Motzei Rosh Hashanah, here's what I'm going to do. Well, I can't wait. I still have one more season of Fauda I have to watch. Right? Just took an example of something I heard about. After this initial return, the Jewish people will merit divine assistance. I will remove the barriers from your heart, says the Pasuk. This will enable us to achieve the second stage, which is V'shav Hashem Elokecha, the actual complete tshuva. Says Rav Kook, oh, listen to this. It's important to recognize and appreciate these different levels of tshuva. The lesson is true on a personal level. We should value the partial efforts to change and improve. The sages praise the Pisca de Rabasi, he quotes, what's called Hihure tshuva. Perhaps we are unable to fulfill the spiritual aspirations to the fullest extent. Nevertheless, we should view our desire to change and improve as a tool to purify ourselves. Rabbi Kiva, Shreichem Yisrael, just wants us to start, to try. That's what Hashem wants of us. Ah. And that's really the ultimate lesson. This is not just a Shema Aleph lesson. The awesomeness of the day is, as I wanted to originally title this year, Tshuva is so easy. Which is such a ridiculous statement, it would seem. Such a controversial statement. Rabbi, Tshuva is so hard. I can't do complete. Did you ever read the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva? It's not so easy. Says Rav Kook, but at least v'shavta ad, try, start, do something. Change a little bit. That's what Hashem wants. We spoke about a lot of different, those that know me, have my little pet peeve, things that I beg you to change in your life. And now, especially that you're Shana Bet, it's even easier. Hashem wants you to go year to year and to stop and to say, here's what I did different than last year. Now, you're lucky. You're coming into Shana Bet. You almost don't have to go to Davening now. Because your difference between where you were last year and where you are now, come on now. But what are you doing next year? The problem that we have generally, the famous comparison, is the difference between Yahadus and the other religions. Right? If I'll never be able to speak again in yeshiva, but if I was given that Rosh Hashanah night speech, right, where I fast speak sense, always awesome. This is what I would do. This would be my opening line. Take my watch off and I would go, 1 second, sorry, 1 second. 10, 9, right? 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year! And everybody would think I'm a nut job, or a boaz would be looking at me and going, oh, Yvei, Samiras, why did I let him speak Rosh Hashanah night? And I would continue and I would say, "Why? Well, I don't understand. That's it, Shkias, that's it. Why are we not excited? We don't do what they do. But they do something else that's even wrong. You know what they do that's wrong? They have New Year's resolutions. And the fat boy says, oh, am I going to lose weight this year? And January 2nd, he goes to the workout place, Equinox. And he says, give me a full year membership. And he says, well, you have a specialist. Awesome. You can pay. I don't want to pay per month. I want to pay for the whole year. This way I'm going to go. And January, wow, this guy's stark. This guy's going to the gym like nobody's business. His alarm goes off every day at 5 o'clock in the morning. He goes. And then Thursday night, he has a date. And okay, it doesn't work out. Friday doesn't go. Then it's a weekend. You're not going to go on the weekend. Monday morning rolls around 5 o'clock. Beep, beep, beep. He's like, oh, God, I'm so tired from the weekend. I'll go Tuesday. Shkoyach, Equinox just got all the money. Starting February 1st, the guy never goes to the gym for the rest of his life. What happened? What happened? I actually had a roommate like this once. This is horrible. Terrible story, but I'll tell you anyway, because I love you. He decided, he made a resolution. Maybe I'm wrong. I thought it was going to be quicker. So he had a resolution that he's going to go to the gym. He wants to start to work out. Every morning, he was my roommate. Mama's in my room, 5 o'clock in the morning. Beep, 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 beep. So after a week, I said, dude, you never wake. I literally, 5 o'clock in the morning, went off. I went to Dominic at 7. The thing is still going off now. 2 hours later, I go to work and I'm like, dude, you want to wake up? So after a week, I'm like, this is really not fair to me. I have to wake up at 5 o'clock. It's not fair. He's like, right, I'm sorry. I'm really going to the gym tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to the gym. Never worked out. Rahman al-Hassan, you know, I used to have anger problems. Now I don't, of course. Okay. So after 2 weeks, I said, it's time. I took the alarm clock out of the socket. I opened the 6th floor window of our apartment, and I threw it out. Anyway, it's a real Zilberstein show. In any case, what's the point? The point is, what did he do wrong? You're biting off more than you could chew. That's too much. That's too much. I'm going to lose 20 pounds. I'm going to lose 30 pounds. I'm quitting smoking. That's it. It's not going to happen. Slow and steady. Little things. If the guy says, you know what, I can't do the it's too much. You know what? I'm going to work out 2 times a week. That I can commit to. I'm not going to change my whole diet, but I'm taking something away from the diet. That's the change. That's the difference. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to do small steps. If you're able to come to the Ribbono Shel Olam on Rosh Hashanah and you're able to say, this is an awesome, the fact that I recognize that I have this awesome opportunity, the Avarti, and I'm not going to let it pass me. And I realize that even the Shafta Ad Hashem Lekecha, I'm not going to despair because I know that that's even a form of tshuva. Here's what I'm going to do. Here's a practical example. This is what I'm going to do. How can I change my tefillah? First thing I say to myself is, drop dead date, no way. 3 o'clock in the morning, no going to sleep anymore 3 o'clock in the morning. That was Shana'al. 2 o'clock is the only way I could function. Okay, so one day I'm going to fall asleep at 3 o'clock. What am I going to do? I'm going to have a sitter. It's in English. And I'm going to circle the words. I'm going to have a sefer that I say, Yared Val Yavar, the sefer I'm finishing. Before I go to sleep, no matter what, I read one page. That's all it. One page. You think Hashem's going to care at the end? You go, look what I finished. I finished Rav Kook's Parsha Sefer. Hashem's going to laugh at you. He's going to, no, he's not. You say, Vishasta Ad Hashem Lokecha. Because I finished this book. You know what's going to happen next year? This book's going to be this book, this book. And maybe the next year I'm going to do 2 svarim. Oh, look what you have now. Look what you have amassed. Oh, all of a sudden I finished Shas. Because I said to Ribbono Shel Olam, once a year, one Gemara a year. That's all I could do. I'm going to do a Siyum one. Again, we shouldn't sell ourselves short and say, I'm going to learn one line the whole year. No. But you, that's what Hashem wants. Yes, there's full tshuva, and that's hard. But there's the easy form of tshuva. Of stopping and say, these are days of awesome. These are days of the Ribbono Shel Olam are just crying out to me. Right? Come to me. Dear Shu Hashem, be a matzav, seek me out. I'm giving you this opportunity of slichus. I'm extending Elul another 10 days of tshuva. It's not Tishrei. It's got to be Elul, because if it was Tishrei, then what happened here? Then I was judged already. He said, nah, I'll give you a little extra time. But we got to do something. Imagine the guy. He says, listen, I can't stand this. I'm just so overweight. I can't take it. That's it. I'm going to lose weight now. He's come back after a week and he says, this is ridiculous. I weighed myself on Friday. I gained 3 pounds. So I'm his friend and I say to him, what happened? What did you change? What do you mean change? No. Remember I told you Sunday I'm going to lose weight? I said, yeah, so what did you do? He said, I didn't do anything. I eat the same. I don't exercise. I'm like, well, that doesn't work. Now the guy comes to me and he says, listen, let's not go crazy here. I'm taking soda out of my... No, that's a bad example. Sorry. I'm taking whatever it might be out of my diet. No sugar anymore. Something he can manage. Or he says, you know what? I'm going to exercise it 2 times a week. All of a sudden, this is the weirdest thing happened to me. I started drinking water. I lost 2 pounds this week. This is awesome. Slow but steady. Right? As opposed to the person now, I'm going to fast every other day. So now he loses 10 pounds. The first week, 10 pounds. The next, he's the skinniest guy in the world. And then fasting stops. He gains it all back. It doesn't work, Rabbi Yisai. The message for us is a very simple message. We're coming to the days of awe, the days of awesome. Recognize the great opportunity you have, especially where you are sitting now in a yeshiva. And take the advantage of that situation. Be a magnet to others. Let others see you as the great example you are. And use those opportunities in Mirtz Hashem for only good things. Should be zeichet to have a chesiva chesima toiva la'al t'chaim uv'shalom with only b'sayris toivas. We should be zeichet to not just have the shafti ad Hashem l'kecha, but the true tshuva shlema with Mashiach Sikeinu b'meheir v'yameinu.